Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get moving, even when life throws you a curveball. And speaking of curveballs, let's talk about stress. Ever feel like that's your default setting? Like a little voice in the back of your head is constantly whispering, run. Even when you're chilling on the couch with a good book. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, we can learn to manage this stress monster without letting it completely take over our lives. Think about it like this. Life is a roller coaster. There are ups, there are downs, and sometimes those drops feel like you're going straight to the ground. Stress is that loop-the-loop that throws you around, leaving you feeling dizzy and disoriented. But just like on a roller coaster, we have the power to choose how we react to it. So today, let's break down how to understand stress, manage it effectively, and maybe even enjoy the ride a little bit more. Buckle up. First things first, recognize that stress isn't inherently bad. It's a natural response to challenges, pressure, or anything that throws us out of our comfort zone. Think about it, when you're facing a deadline, your body releases those hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, giving you that extra boost of energy to power through. That's stress doing its job. But here's the catch, chronic stress is where things get dicey. When we're constantly bombarded by stressors, work pressures, relationship drama, global news cycles, our bodies stay in overdrive, leading to a whole host of problems like anxiety, sleeplessness, even physical ailments. So how do we break free from that cycle? Number one, identify your triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic jams, crowded places, or simply the constant pinging of notifications? Once you know what sends your stress levels skyrocketing, you can start to develop strategies for managing those situations. Maybe it's taking a different route to work, silencing those notifications during specific hours, or simply acknowledging that some things are just out of our control. Number two, practice mindfulness. Seriously, this stuff works. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and giving yourself a chance to breathe. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there, or even just taking a few minutes each day to sit quietly and focus on your senses can make a world of difference. Number three, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a fantastic stress reliever. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat anxiety and leave you feeling more relaxed and energized. You don't have to run a marathon, even a brisk walk around the block can do wonders. Number four, prioritize sleep. We all know how cranky we get when we're sleep-deprived, but did you know that lack of sleep can actually increase stress hormones? Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. It's like hitting the reset button on your body and mind, allowing you to tackle the day feeling refreshed and ready to go. And finally, number five, build a support system. Surround yourself with positive people who lift you up, not drag you down. Talk to friends and family, join a club or group that aligns with your interests. Having a strong network of support can make all the difference when you're feeling stressed out. Think about that time you were working on a big project, maybe a school paper or even just a really important presentation at work. You probably felt the pressure mounting, right? But what helped you get through it? Maybe it was your best friend offering encouragement, a study group brainstorming ideas, or simply taking a break to go for a walk and clear your head. That's support in action. So remember folks, stress is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control us. By understanding our triggers, practicing mindfulness, moving our bodies, prioritizing sleep, and building strong connections with others, we can learn to manage stress effectively and even thrive amidst the chaos. Ready to take that next step? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little stress-busting wisdom. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast app and let us know what strategies you find most helpful. And hey, if you ever feel like you're struggling, remember, you're not alone. Reach out to someone you trust or check out the resources listed on our website. Keep moving forward, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.